it safe to gather with loved ones for Thanksgiving? Local health experts say no, but many will anyway. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has this report.
Dr. Saeed Hussein says the country is in rough shape heading into the holidays with what's essentially a baseline of 100,000 new infections per day.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we will see a tsunami of COVID-19 cases if folks don't stick to public health measures.
Stay home. That's his recommendation.
Try to avoid the temptation of inviting people who don't live with you.
Lines at local testing facilities are getting longer as the demand for testing increases. If you're lining up with the hope a negative result will be your ticket to Thanksgiving, hold up. Keith Grant is a senior system director of infection prevention for the Hartford Healthcare Network. He says testing is valuable, particularly when coupled with other mitigation strategies.
What I would do is I would, let's say, quarantine for a period of 14 days, then get tested. So if you do that process, you know, and you're comfortable with the process where you set up in your quarantining processes, then you could say this test is actually meaningful.
And this is important. Negative tests don't exactly mean you're in the clear. Dr. Hussein.
If there has been any kind of exposure, known exposure to someone who had tested positive for COVID-19, per CDC guidance, even if they have a negative test, they need to quarantine.
That's because it may take time for a viral test to pop positive after an exposure. Grant says on average, symptoms show up at least 4 days out. You may have a better idea more than 10 days out, hence the 14-day quarantine. And if you haven't started, it's too late to start a safe quarantine in time for Thanksgiving. There is hope. Dr. Hussein points out news of two promising vaccine candidates. And if all else fails, there's always next Thanksgiving. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.